Christian Post decries concerted assault on white America. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 8, 2021. The Christian Post has denounced a widespread assault on the conservative Christian community, which the progressives look down upon as white America. In an April 8 essay, former Muslim Hedi Yamir Ahmadi writes that although Christian conservatives comprise all ethnicities and races, the radical left characterizes us as angry white people so they can garner support for the vilification of our principles as part of a broader scheme to undermine our way of life. In reality, what unites Christian conservatives is our stand for biblical and democratic values that are the foundation of our country, which the left is trying to undermine in the name of race. As a few recent examples, Miramati cites a Syrian Muslim gunning down Trump supporters in Colorado, an attack near the Capitol by a supporter of the Nation of Islam, and the concerted campaign against the state of Georgia. It is critical that we do not look at each of these issues as separate, unrelated events, she states, when each of them is a critical aspect of how insidious movements weaken traditional social structures. Ironically, radical Islamists have used nearly identical tactics to transform the Middle East, South Asia, and to a lesser extent, even parts of Europe, Miramati declares. The assault on white America unites Islamists and the radical left, Miramati asserts, a particularly dangerous tactic because it has tacit support from the Biden administration, local and state lawmakers, and a large portion of mainstream society. Together, these two movements have the power to murder opponents and sabotage traditional legal and political structures, she warns. Until now, the Judeo-Christian principles that govern American society and its legal system, coupled with a strong law enforcement apparatus, have prevented any ideological movement fundamentally changing American society, she notes, whereas radical Islamists have been more successful in parts of the Middle East and even in Europe. Having worked for years with the New York Police Department on counterterrorism cases, Miramati finds a recent law eliminating qualified immunity for the NYPD as an important and worrisome example of this assault. While the general public thinks the measure will help reduce police brutality, on the flip side, this legislation will make the police department even more hesitant about programs and procedures that could potentially bring civil action against the department, she notes. In the face of such legislation, lawsuits become a mechanism to harass and intimidate white officers and even Christians by accusing them of engaging in discriminatory practices, she warns. Though ostensibly dissimilar from the New York situation, the orchestrated boycott and vilification of Georgia is another alarming example of how these movements operate, Miramati warns. We are seeing mainstream social structures such as corporations like Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball, as well as President Joe Biden himself supporting the effort to isolate and punish Georgia for creating voting restrictions, she states. In conclusion, Miramati asserts that the alliance of the radical left with Islamists is a dream come true for Islamists because it gives them a national platform and credibility that was impossible on their own. There has never been a more important time for Christians to defend our way of life, she declares. We cannot ignore this assault on our way of life, and we should be compelled to defend the values we believe in. Follow @WilliamsRome.